Hi, everybody. I'm Kerry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio. And with me is FLW and BASS Pro Mike Worm. And Mike, the season's about to start.
Oh, absolutely, and I can't hardly wait. As you can tell, I got a little cold right now, and I can't wait to get down to Florida in that sunny weather.
Well, you know, you get ready, and when you get ready to go, you're going, because you guys are going to be going a long time. You know, the season now has went from a fall season to an all-spring season, and that's really kind of changed the complexion of this stuff.
It has, and it's going to change who does well in tournaments. You know, if you look at the past, you can almost tell who's going to do well by knowing their techniques, and then looking at the schedule, you can almost tell who's going to do well. So this year, we're going to have it all in early spring. There should be very little sight fishing, actually. We might have one, maybe two tournaments with some sight fishing, and other than that, there's not going to be much of that. So I'm really looking forward to it myself. I'm not one of the best sight fishermen in the world, so I'm looking forward to this kind of spring.
Well, you go to Florida first, and then, of course, you move maybe up a little bit farther north than you're used to. It could be cold when you go up and fish some of the Alabama lakes.
Some people may not be used to it, but in Arkansas, I'm used to it. I've fished in wintertime in Arkansas since I was a boy. And on those lakes, you can get snow in February and March, no doubt, and it will be cold. And that's going to be something to adjust to. A lot of guys maybe fishing the circuits have not been exposed to that kind of stuff on a regular basis. And, yes, there's going to be some adjustments. And with Smith Lake being a 16-inch limit, that'll be another adjustment. So it's going to be an interesting year.
Well, you're Mr. Versatile. You know, I know in years past, you know, one of the things I know about Mike Worm is you can fish a lot of different techniques, and that should help you with this tour season.
Absolutely. That's another reason I'm looking forward to it, because it's going to fit my kind of technique and my kind of style. I mean, I love using Strike King Bitsy Bugs, and I mean, this is going to be perfect for it. I should catch several fish on that lure. I like using the rest of Strike King, probably the Series 3 crankbait, the small crankbait. It's just going to be absolutely dynamite in that time of year, so I'm really looking forward to this coming season.
Well, you mentioned Strike King. They're a sponsor of ours, of course, and they just come out with a great product line. I know you're on their pro staff.
Absolutely. The 3X series is unbelievable, and the new line they've really got out is the Bleeding Bait line, and those lures on that, and that lineup are outstanding. You know, with the advent of the Red Hook that finally leaked out, another one of the little secrets that leaks out, you know, from time to time, but that Red Hook, there is something to it. So they took the Red Hook and the Bleeding Bait series and just came up with a whole line of lures, you know, the Spitting Kings, Diamond Shads, Crankbaits, Spinner Baits, and even the Bitsy Bug. There's a new Bitsy Bug Bleeding Bait jig, and I mean, it is dynamite.
Now, what weight do you use in that?
I always like to use a quarter ounce to start with. Now, they make it in eighths and 3/16 and quarters and even 3/8 and a half in the Bitsy Flip. But I like the quarter ounce for all around, and I'll put the Bitsy Bug trailer on it. They've got some really good colors now in that Bitsy Bug trailer, and it's a perfect size little lure. It's about a 2.5-inch to 3-inch lure, which is perfect size for bass.
You know, it's kind of funny. In years past, you know, the jig was really not ever used much in Florida. And as you think about that, you know, now the jig, all of a sudden, everybody's fishing it down in Florida as well.
Well, a jig should work anywhere crawfish are, and crawfish are spread out from coast to coast, border to border. So a jig should be, you know, a dynamite lure wherever we go, and it usually is. Years past, if you looked in archives, a jig has always been a big fish bait, more or less, is what it's been known as. But if you downsize it, you can catch other fish on it as well. Now, you know, you don't have to just think a large lure is going to catch large fish. A small lure will catch large fish, especially in the cold springtime.
You're getting ready for this tour season, and, you know, when you guys take off, you go for a couple of weeks, and then you go off a week, and then you're back on for 10 or 11. How is that, I mean, from the standpoint of being able to fish two tours? You know, you're going to fish BASS and FLW. That's got to keep you hopping.
Keeps me hopping. Thanks to Crown Royal, though. They furnished me with a nice vehicle and a boat, and, I mean, I'm traveling in style. Crown Royal is a great sponsor, and they take care of us well, and so I'm really looking forward to the coming season. I'll travel well. But, yes, it's a lot of travel, a lot of time. But you kind of get in a rhythm. You know, you look at your golf tour, your PGA, they play week after week after week, and a guy gets on a roll and he wins two or three in a row. Well, that could very easily happen with fishing. We get on a roll, you kind of get in the mode, and boom, you might do really well in three tournaments in a row or something.
Well, last year at the Bassmaster Classic, of course, you got announced as one of the new anglers for Crown Royal. You mentioned them. They have just really kind of taken the world by storm.
Crown Royal team is some of the top professional anglers in the sport. And then it's such a great sponsor in their backing. You know, they promote fishing. That's what we're doing is promoting fishing. And they want fishing to become a really family sport, and that's what we're going to attempt to do.
Well, let's talk about, if we can, you know, the events as they come up. You know, you're going to be in Florida for a couple of them, and I'm sure the flip bite is going to be the key. You know, a lot of guys maybe will catch them on a trap as well. But then you start moving north, and you talked about the cold water and some of those kind of things. What are some of the techniques you believe will be deep water patterns?
When we move north, of course, Okeechobee, everybody knows what you're going to do. You're going to flip mats and you'll look for a few bedding fish. I mean, that's Okeechobee is what you do. You move a little bit farther north to Harris Chain, it's going to change. Last year when we were there, the fishing was not so good, but a week after we left, it got real good. So it's all timing, Harris Chain. But then fun starts. When we move up to Smith Lake, It's going to be all different. That's where the boys that's used to fishing deep, clear mountain lakes are going to excel. You're going to see guys fishing as deep, probably as 40, 50 feet to catch these things, and maybe as shallow as 2 feet. So with a 16-inch limit, you're going to have to target, you know, a better fish. You're going to have to find something. But that lake has a tremendous population of Coosa River spotted bass, and that's what I think everybody's going to be looking for, those 16-inch spots.
Now, is there a lot of spotted bass in a 16-inch, you know, that seems like a pretty good-sized spot.
That is a good size spot. That's a good size largemouth. In a lot of places, that's almost a trophy. But yes, there's quite a few there. I still think though, if you can catch 5 16-inchers, you're going to make top 12, top 10.
Well, you know, an event that we're going to put on here in the upcoming months is going to be the Top Gun Championship, and really, it's a PAA championship. You know, you look at the Professional Anglers Association, and it's going to be the top 25 in the country. You're in there right now.
Right now, I'm in there, and I'm really looking forward to trying to stay there. You know, all it takes, you just catch the fish, and things take care of themselves. But that's what I'm really going for. And we've got that coming up, which is great for the PAA, get us some exposure, maybe get us some more interest involved there. It'll be a great tournament for production of and promoting fishing and professional fishing as it is. But there's also the E50s coming on, and that's another giant step forward in professional fishing. And I really think that the tournament organizations are really starting to move forward and make this a true professional sport.
Well, you always try to go, you know, every year it's a Bassmaster Classic FLW Championship. Now you throw the Top Gun in there with the E50s, and it's starting to become a pretty good deal, isn't it?
It's a real good deal. You know, and what's nice about these is we're looking at no entry fee tournaments. Is what, you know, and that's what professional anglers have been trying to get for years. You know, we're the only professional, quote, sport that fishes for our own money, and it really would be a step forward to get rid of those entry fees, and let's be a true profession.
Well, you know, and it's also based on qualifications. You know, if you look at golf, that's the way it is. You know, no exemptions really to get to the Bassmaster Classic, no exemptions for the FLW Championship, no exemptions for the Top Gun either. So, you know, it's really going to be the cream of the crop.
It'll be the cream of the crop. It really will. If you want to see the absolute elite top of fishing, you need to watch the Top Gun tournament and the E50 tournaments. That will be your elite top people in the sport.
Well, it's nice, you know, no entry fees. You talk about that a little bit. You know, for a lot of years, you know, you put that $1,000 entry fee or $2,000 entry fee, whatever it may be, and really you are fishing for your own money. You're fishing for your own bucks. But now that's going to be a thing of the past, we hope.
Well, we hope it's a step in the right direction. And, you know, and back in the formative days, yes, we needed to do that. Yes, we need to put the money up. Otherwise, we would very little to fish for. But with the advent of these great sponsors that come on board, such as Crown Royal and such as all the big industries that aren't really in the fishing industry, we can really say that we've got a true profession coming along here. And with their support, we can actually get to these no-entry fee tournaments.
Well, you know, you look at the non-endemics, the State Farms, the John Deere's, you know, all the people that are out there, Progressive Insurance comes to mind. You just keep looking at all these guys, and they're starting to see, hey, with 60 million people that participate in our sport, maybe they can sell some product to them.
Absolutely, and what they've discovered through our professional fishermen continually talking about it, they've discovered a whole new market and a whole new way to get to that market. You're actually getting some one-on-one with your consumer, and that's what these guys are looking for, is another way to sell their product, which is obviously what they want to do. And this is another great way to get to a market that had previously been unexposed to them.
Well, another thing is you guys are so approachable. You know, as a professional angler, you know, you don't have bodyguards hanging around you. You know, you don't have to go in a limousine everywhere. And the fans can walk up to you, get autographs, do those kind of things. And I think that's really the difference in our sport.
They can come up to us anytime. I don't know of a fisherman out there that doesn't absolutely love for guys to come up and start talking fishing. You know, we may be fishermen, but we also love to talk fishing.
Well, there's no question about it. Mike Worm knows about fishing because, you know, every year it seems like consistency has been your key, you know, Mike, and all the years I've known you. One other thing I want to touch real quickly is your programs with the elementary schools and some of those kind of things. You're doing some big things there.
Right. It's, you know, we've got a whole separate generation coming up. And, you know, you expose a child to fishing, you've exposed him to something that he can do for the rest of his life. It's something that he can progress with now with the advent of these new sponsors we got coming on, as well as the profession progressing like it is. They've got a way now to get into a business and a career that will be very beneficial to them.
I'm Terry Brown, and this is Bass Fan Radio.